Well, Jane Ace feels that her maid, Laura, has learned enough French. So the Marshes have been invited to dinner tonight. Jane got Laura to learn her French from Nanette, the Marsh's maid. The Aces still don't know that a diamond bracelet disappeared from the Marsh's home the night the Aces visited there, and that Mr. and Mrs. Marsh accepted this dinner invitation only so that they could bring along a private investigator who poses as Mrs. Marsh's uncle. Dinner is over. We find them all in the living room. Listen.
Well, now, let me see. You insist on our bread game, do you, Mr. Marsh?
I think so, unless somebody has some better suggestion. What do you say, Mrs. Ace? Do you suggest something else?
Well, I'm not very suggestive. I do what everybody else wants to do. Well, then, it's free.
Very well, Mrs. Marsh, but we'll have to cut in, I guess. Let me see. How many of us are there?
Oh, Uncle doesn't play.
No, you just cut me out. I just assumed what.
Well, if there's too many, I just assumed sit on the sidelines.
Well, no, Marge. You're going to play.
Well, if you insist.
Oh, I do. But you sure you don't play, Miss Collins?
No. Now, you go right ahead. Don't mind me. I'll find something to amuse myself.
Uncle's easily entertained. He doesn't mind.
Well, if you're sure.
Oh, absolutely. Go right.
Well,
how about Mrs. Ace? She's going to play. That'll be five. But we'll play a cut-in game.
No, I don't think Mrs. Ace cares to play. Do you, Jane?
Well, now that you've got four already.
Well, we have four. Marge and I will play Mr. and Mrs. Marsh.
Oh, we're going to play a set game?
Yeah, we'll probably go set every game.
Probably do the other way around.
Well, we'll see. Jane, get Laurie in to set up the table.
Who?
Get Laurette in to set up the bridge table.
Oh, that's that. Yes, I'll call her.
Yeah.
You play much bridge, Miss Hale?
Well, no, not these days. We play all the time. We just can't get enough of it.
Oh, really?
Laurette?
Oh, have a cigar, Miss Collins.
Oh, thanks. Well, mind if I do?
I'm afraid this is going to be a dull evening for you.
No, please, don't think about it.
Well.
Laurette, set up the bridge table, Sabu, please.
Over
by that big lamp, Laurette.
I think there's some cards here in this desk here. We haven't had a card game here in so long.
Yes, everything's there. I looked this afternoon, dear.
Oh, yes, here they are. Score pads and everything. Say, this is fine.
Right here, ma'am. Is this all right, ma'am?
What did you say, Laurette?
Oh, it's right here, madame.
Yes, that'll be all right.
That's fine.
Oui, madame. Excuse me.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Sit over here, Uncle. You'll be out of the way.
Well, thank you. Now, don't you worry about me. I'll find something to keep myself occupied.
Well, I'd offer you a book if you could read in all this noise, Mr. Collins.
No, thank you. I'll be quite all right. I like to wander about a bit.
I don't go wandering off to the house, as you always do.
Well, I might. You can never tell.
These cars aren't as young as they might be.
Oh, we only play with them once, dear.
Well, they look like they've been through a war.
Oh, they're all right. Let's see. Are there enough kings and aces?
Oh, yeah. So that's the kind of a bridge player you are. Kings and aces.
Henri all, my dear. Well, where's everybody going to sit? That'll be all right.
Oui, madame.
I'll call you if I need to, Laurette.
Oui, madame.
Suppose we sit this way. Is this all right, Mrs. Morris?
Oh, anywhere's all right with me.
Yes, it is fine.
Okay. Well, shall I get your pillow for that chair, Mrs. Morris?
No, this is fine, thank you.
But you look so stupid.
Well,
I mean, bent way down like that.
She thinks you look a little stooped over there, she means. I think that is a little low for you, Mrs.
No,
Marsh.
This is fine. I'm quite comfortable.
Mrs. Ace, you going to sit behind me for lunch?
All right. You want me to, Mr. Morris?
Do I?
No, I ask you that.
I certainly do. Here, let me turn this chair a little.
Well, thank you. Well, don't bother about me. You just go right ahead and play.
Now, how much are we playing for?
Oh, well, nothing at all, up to a tenth of a cent.
I think a tenth of a cent is enough. Is that okay with everybody?
Yes, that's just me.
Hard is what it is. That's plenty. Shall we cut the deal?
Oh, why not go ahead and deal if you like? It's all right. Here, Mrs. Marge, you can get this deck ready.
Now, pardon me, I've taken a little easy with me. I haven't played in some time, you remember.
Don't worry, Marge. You just hold the big card. That's all you have to do.
Oh, okay. I want it understood. We can't play any later than 4 o'clock. It's Henry Mary.
Oh, my God. 4 o'clock? You mean 4 o'clock in the morning?
Hey, that reminds me of a story I heard this morning. It seems that a very large department store owner, one of the biggest in town, got a phone call from a woman at 4 o'clock in the morning. The butler answered the phone and told the woman that the man was asleep and couldn't be answering phones at 4 o'clock in the morning and hung up on her.
Not yet, Jane.
Oh. But she kept calling back. In fact, she called back so many times that finally it awakened this department store clerk. He wanted to know what was going on. Well, the butler told him that this woman had been calling up, and he says, what does she want? Well, the butler said, I don't know. She just wants to talk to you. Well, he said, I'm up. I might as well talk to her. So the owner gets on the phone, and he says, yes, madam, what is it? And she says, well, today was my little boy's birthday. He's just 8 years old. And the cutest child, well, she said, we got him a bicycle at your store, and honestly, we have never seen him as happy. He's never enjoyed anything as much as this bicycle. I just thought you'd like to know. And the owner said, well, that's nice to know, and she's glad the child likes it, but why call up at 4 a.m? And the woman said, it just came.
It just came.
That's awfully cute, Mr.
Ray. Well, that really is one of the best stories I've heard lately.
Well, I think that's terrible, what? Keeping an 8-year-old child up till 4 a.m.
No,
you should tell stories like that, dear. Why, Mr. and Mrs. Marshall?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry I said anything.
Oh, I thought it was a swell story.
So did I.
Yeah, well, let's get going here. You dealt, Mr. Mars?
Yes, I'll be right with you. I'm arranging my cards here. Let me see here. I'll be just a minute.
Oh, Mr. Mars, do you put the spades in the middle that way?
Jane, will you please?
Jane, you shouldn't say that.
It's all right. You didn't get the hand wave.
Well, it just struck me kind of funny. I always put the spades on this end here like this, and then the heart next, and then the diamond.
Jane, would you mind if you...
And when I have wanted something like this, why, I always kind of hold it out sideways a little.
Jane.
What?
What are you doing?
Oh, that's all right.
I didn't say what the one was.
Jane, suppose you just be a silent
citizen. Well, no, that won't be any fun for her.
Well, Jane, I know. Why don't you keep Mrs. Marsh's uncle company? He's not playing.
Well, all right. Oh, well, where is he?
What?
Yeah, where'd he go?
Oh, I suppose he wandered off
the house. Yes, he's always wandering about the house.
Well, where'd he go? I better go find him.
Oh, my dear, don't fall.
Oh, it's no bother. Excuse me,
please. Wait, Mrs. Hayes, you were trying to bring me lunch.
Well, you've got a good hand. You go ahead and play it. I'll be back. I wonder where he went. Mr. Collins, where are you, Mr. Collins? Oh, here you are. I was wondering what are you doing out here in the kitchen?
Mrs. Ace, I've been talking to this girl of yours.
Laurette?
Yes, or whatever she calls herself.
Whatever she calls... Laurette, what happened?
I couldn't help it, ma'am. He asked me so many questions.
Questions? What kind of questions?
I think you know what I've been asking her, Mrs. Ace.
No, I don't. Laurette, what did he ask you?
Well, he started asking me things, and I kept saying... Clean the shoe and things like that. And pretty soon...
Yeah, pretty soon I found out she wasn't French at all.
Wasn't French at all? Oh, Laura.
Well, I couldn't help it, ma'am. He got me so mixed up about my name that...
Laura, you spoiled the whole thing.
Yes, I'm afraid her little game is up, Mrs. A.
Game?
Yes, I think she understands that I know what's back of all this disguise.
Beg pardon?
Don't you, Laura?
Don't I, Laura?
Oh, come on now, young lady. We may as well get this over with.
Get what over with?
What do you mean, Mr. Collins?
Well, isn't there something you want to her to tell me, Mrs. Ace?
Oh, she already told you. Why did you do it, Laura?
Well, he kept asking me so fast.
I asked her about this French accent she was trying to use. There's something else I haven't come to yet that might be of interest to Mr. and Mrs. Marsh out there.
Oh, you're not going to tell them, are you, Mr. Collins? Oh, don't tell them.
Not yet, you mean?
Yeah, don't tell them yet. I'll tell you the whole thing if you won't tell them about it. I'll tell you why she did it and everything.
Oh, a confession, huh? Well, now we're getting somewhere.
Yes, I'll tell you everything. Only please don't tell Mr. and Mrs. Marsh about it yet. Not tonight, anyhow. It'll be so embarrassing.
Yes, I can see where it would be. But after all, Mrs. Hayes, you must realize my position.
Beg pardon?
Oh, come now. Surely you realize that I just didn't wander out here into the kitchen aimlessly. Here. Maybe this will make it clear.
What's that? Are you a policeman?
Well, not exactly. I'm a private investigator.
They can't send me to jail, can they?
Hush, Laura, everybody will hear you. Oh, Mr. Collins, I promise you I'll tell you everything some other time, but just don't say anything in front of Mr. and Mrs. Mars.
Well, now, after all, I have to report to them what I...
Well, you don't have to, do you? You said you're a private investigator. Can't you just keep this private? Anyhow, not right now. They're playing bridge, and everything's going off just like I wanted to.
I understand, Mrs. Ace, and I'm willing to listen to reason. Of course, you know I have only one object in view...
As long as I get back
to you. Oh, stand here talking, they'll think it's kind of funny because I came out here to look for you. I'll tell you tomorrow. I'll tell you the whole thing if you just won't say anything tonight.
Tomorrow? Well, I don't know.
Oh, please, Mr. Collins, not now.
So how about this girl? How do I know she'll be here tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Well, sure she'll be here. Only she won't be friends anymore.
Look, I wouldn't advise keeping up that disguise now.
Well, she won't not after tonight. I just don't want Mrs. Morris to know.
I think I get you, Mrs. Hayes. And I'm depending on you to see that Laura's here tomorrow. And the, you know.
Say, pardon?
Well, do we have to call names, Mrs. Hayes?
Well, if you have to tonight, call her Laurette, will you, please? I don't want them to find out.
Yes, but I'm talking about tomorrow. What time tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow morning, if you want to.
I'll be here. And I'm depending on you to have this young lady here.
She will, honestly.
She's not. I'm going to have to hold you responsible, Mrs. Hayes.
Oh, don't worry. She'll be here, and then the three of us can talk about it. I'll tell you exactly why I did it.
I might bring a fourth.
Say, pardon?
I say I might bring a fourth.
Oh, not Mrs. Morris.
No, I don't think that'll be necessary at this time. But tell me, Mrs. Hayes, about this girl of the Martians, Nanette.
Nanette?
Yes. She's mixed up in this too, isn't she?
Well, yes.
Uh-huh, I thought so. I thought that she and this girl here were taking these long walks for nothing.
No, they weren't. Nanette is the one who taught Laura everything.
I see. I'm not surprised. I had a joke out something like that. Well, then, tomorrow, Mrs. Ace, and about that bracelet.
Bracelet? You're not going to handcuff them, are you?
Well, I hope I won't have to. It depends, Mrs. Ace. Tomorrow morning.
Yes, tomorrow morning then, Mr. Collins. And we're afraid Mr. Collins is going to be a baffled investigator when he brings this little group together for what he thinks will be the solution of the crime. We'll learn about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.